particular I need before we can go? I think we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. This is special water board meeting number 3-22, originating at the water center and via Zoom. The first order of business is roll call.
Present.
Mr. Chase?
Here.
Ms. Cole-Hanson?
Present.
Mr. Olmstead? Mr. Stevenson?
Present.
Mr. Vandermeulen? Mr. Vandermeulen? Mr. Vanstone?
Hi, I'm here.
And Chairman Rabel?
Here.
Hey, I think Brian Olmstead was going to try to get on. He's somewhere in Nevada right now, but if he could get coverage, he was going to try to get on.
Okay, and it appears to me that Mr. Vandermeulen is on. I think I see him on the participant list. So we can verify that and correct that later, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Okay. Item number two on the agenda is an executive session. Is there a motion out there for me?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Pursuant to Idaho Code 742061, subsection F, I request that the board resolve into executive session to communicate with legal counsel regarding legal ramifications of and legal options for pending litigation or controversies not yet being litigated, but eminently likely to be litigated. I request that a roll call vote be taken and that the secretary record the vote in the minutes of the meeting.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
This is Al Barker, second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Jennifer, will you call the roll, please?
Mr. Barker?
Aye.
Mr. Chase?
Aye.
Ms. Cole-Hanson?
Aye.
Mr. Olmstead? Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Vandermeulen? Mr. Vanstone?
Aye.
And Chairman Rabel?
Aye.
Okay, give us just 1 minute or so, and then we can proceed with the executive session.
Yes.
Yeah, there.
Okay, that looks pretty good on my screen. I think who's Ashlyn Goody, Trout Unlimited?
They need to be put into the waiting room. There we go.
Okay, there we go. That's very
odd. Yep, I think we are good, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, all right, let's proceed. Mr. Patton is getting session. Okay, we're out of executive session. Let's go ahead and allow others to rejoin the meeting. Say when we have we let everyone back in?
Looks like we have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. Brian, we've been experiencing some technical difficulties with Mr. Vandermeulen's audio. Can we clear that up?
Yes, Mr. Vandermeulen is on the call, but he's having trouble with the microphone on his iPad. So if any items that require a vote in this meeting, he will text me his vote because his mic isn't working on his iPad.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Everybody votes on that too. Did we get them all?
Yes, Roger. Brian will make sure that the record accurately beats participation from the beginning of the meeting.
Thanks. Yes.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the Big and Little Wood recharge applications. Mr. Patton.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I think Ann Vondi with the Attorney General's Office is briefly going to review the status of a proposed stipulation on the Big and Little Wood recharge water right applications with the Bureau of Land Management.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. We have talked about the details of this stipulation with BLM at some length already, so I'll just provide some high-level overview of what's in the stipulation. First of all, the board has filed a right-of-way application with BLM for existing infrastructure that is within the place of use of the right-of-way of the water right applications. BLM has looked at that right-of-way application, and it is attached to the stipulation as something that they have stated they are willing to process. The stipulation provides that right-of-way application is sufficient for purposes of moving us forward to permitting on the water right applications. The stipulation also provides that no water may be used on BLM lands without a right-of-way application in place. For the portions of the place of use for which we do not have a pending right-of-way application, we are agreeing with BLM to file such right-of-way applications within 10 years of this agreement. If we have not filed a right-of-way application within 10 years, then we are agreeing to reduce the place of use in accordance with what we have not gotten a right-of-way for. The stipulation also has some notice provisions in it where we are agreeing to provide BLM with some prior notice of any administrative actions that are taken on these water rights. And then the stipulation also provides for the inclusion of certain conditions on the water right that reflect the terms of the stipulation.
Okay. Any questions for Ann?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
One question, Ann, does this resolve the last remaining protests on this application?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Barker, yes, it does. This is the last remaining protest.
Okay. And then the other thing, I think, Mr. Chairman, the comment I would like to make is that there are some conditions that are proposed in the stipulation that may or may not be conditions that IDWR has approved. And my recommendation for the board is that we tell IDWR that we have stipulated to those conditions, but that BLM needs to be the advocate for those conditions that are not the typical conditions that would be included on a water right. And I don't know that we need that in the motion, but I do think that should be the direction to council.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for Ann? Is there a motion to approve this stipulation? Dean?
Mr. Chairman, this is Dean. I would move to agree to the terms as laid out in the joint stipulation with BLM and to authorize Brian Patton to sign the joint stipulation on behalf of the board.
Okay, I think you broke up a little bit. Maybe if you could restate that.
Let me move my mic here. Can you hear me better now?
That's good.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we agree to the terms as laid out in the joint stipulation with BLM and authorize Brian Patton to sign the joint stipulation on behalf of the board.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, just one quick correction. The stipulation is laid out for Ann Vondi's signature rather than mine with that correction.
Okay, is the maker of the motion okay with that correction?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, Al Barker, I will second the motion.
Okay, is there any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
There are some conditions in the stipulation requiring the IWRB to approve, to provide notice to the BLM of certain events that are not standard conditions. While the Water Resource Board will agree to the terms of this stipulation, the Water Resource Board recognizes that IDWR has the ultimate authority to determine which conditions are placed on the water right. IDWR may have its own perspective on inclusion of those non-standard conditions, and the IWRB would defer to the IDWR's discretion on whether to include those conditions on the water right. It's not the IWRB's intention to impose unreasonable administrative burdens on the IDWR through these conditions.
Okay. All right. I think that goes along with Mr. Barker's comments. Okay. Any further discussion? For the sake of clarity, Mr. Patton, I think why don't we just do a roll call on this motion?
Okay.
Mr. Barker?
Aye.
Mr. Chase?
Yes.
Ms. Cole Hansen?
Aye.
Mr. Olmstead? Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Vandermeulen?
Mr. Vandermeulen votes aye.
Thank you. Mr. Vanstone?
Aye.
And Chairman Raybould?
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Okay, thank you all very much. Maybe we've worked through everything we need to on this particular application. Now, the next item of business is non-action items for discussion. Do any of the board members have anything they'd like to bring up at this time? The only thing I can think of is that JFAC approved the department's budget on Wednesday. They approved the additional staff request of the departments. They also approved $75 million in general fund money to go into the water management account for water projects, $5 million for the flood grant program, and $100 million in ARPA money to be available for the board's use. So committee legislation will now move forward to both the House and the Senate for approval. It all went very well, lots of support.
Mr. Chairman, I guess with the legislature also, the House has approved the legislation on the Anderson Ranch water right for the board as well.
That is correct.
It's gone over to the Senate. I don't know if they've done anything yet.
I think they're just getting ready to move that through the Senate Resource Committee, maybe next week. Anyway, I'm pleased that JFAC, there was, I think it was a unanimous vote. I don't think anybody voted against the funding in JFAC, if I recall correctly. Okay.
Appreciate everybody that helped us, Jeff, including staff. They did a great job this year.
Yeah. Well, the director, Chairman, go ahead, Dean.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just, when you're done with that comment, I wonder if Brian can make a comment on where we're at on the Swan Falls minimums.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Chairman, Dean, be happy to. The Swan Falls minimums are not looking great at the moment. We're actually setting some new minimums of record in the Snake River flows at the moment at the Murphy gauge. They're still above the minimum flows that were set under the Swan Falls agreement, but they're setting new minimums of record for the actual flows. So what we are doing is our hydrology team is running those numbers on a daily basis, and they're in contact on a daily basis with Wesley on the recharge, and if necessary, we will reduce recharge diversions in order to keep the flows above the Swan Falls minimums.
Ryan, have we compared where we're at now? I know we're setting new minimums, but if we kind of look at what could happen over the next 3 weeks compared to whatever that year was that I think we violated the Swan Falls minimum for 3 or 5 days in March. Are we kind of headed on that kind of a trajectory?
It's, Mr. Chairman, it's probably not a direct comparison. That year was hot and dry right out of the gate. So what caused that were the water users in Water District 2 turning on their irrigation pumps earlier than they normally do. Well within their water rights, but because most of the large diversions are pump diversions, they hold off as long as they can. That year, they turned on earlier than they normally do. This year, it's been relatively cool. So as long as it stays cool, we think that we may be able to skate by without a lot of the Basin O2 diversions turning on until after April 1 when the minimum flows drop.
Okay. Timely rain wouldn't hurt a thing. okay. Anything else? Okay. I don't hear anything else. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. I believe that motion carries. Thank you one and all. Have a good weekend. Everybody do a rain dance or a snow dance or something if you get a chance.
It's raining hard in Lewiston.
Oh, it is. Good for you.
All right, Joanne.
Yeah. We'll take it wherever we can get it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.